after Sightseers. I don't know how many people will have seen Sightseers, but lots of people. Thanks, too kind. But yeah, after that, I was like, oh, I want to make more films. I want to make maybe direct one. I just got the bug slightly, and I'd done a lot of short films as a writer performer. And it was just, I thought it was going to happen quickly after Sightseers, and it happened really slowly. And so I was getting a bit impatient. Then someone came to me and said, do you want to do a feature? Like, do a feature? And it was someone who had made a feature over 5 days, and it's a feature called Black Mountain Poets. I didn't think it was possible to make a feature in 5 days, but we did, and it did quite well. So the same director came and said, do you want to do another film? And I was like, I do, but I'm bloody pregnant now. So that's not very good timing, is it? And I kind of said no. And then I went away and I just thought, I'm not using my opportunities in the way that I should be. I should just take this with both hands. And I came up with this idea of like, okay, pregnant character, she's taking revenge. She's everything that a pregnant woman isn't traditionally. And pitched it to him and he was like, that's great. Let's do it. Except I think you should direct it. And I was a bit like, oh my God, as if it wasn't challenge enough. Just making the film pregnant, but to direct it as well. But I kind of knew it was right. I kind of felt like, well, you know, this is a press angle, to be frankly cynical about the whole thing. But also I was kind of like, well, if I can prove that I can do it while I'm pregnant, then there's not going to be anyone that ever distrusts me ever again. Or that's what I like to think. Although I'm sure that will be proven wrong. let's not be negative. But, you know, it's just, I just kind of felt like if I can pull this off, then it will be a bit of a feat. And then I had a lovely time doing it.
After shooting a film pregnant, you can basically do anything.
That's true. That is actually true. I can, like, lift trucks and stuff.
And Jo, can you tell us a little bit about how you became part of the Prevenge project?
I actually met Alice at the Empire Awards, Sightseers and This Is England. I think we'd sort of had a conversation and we got on really well. And I said, oh, I'd love to work with you. You know, we should like do a film, play sisters or something like that, or just do something a bit crazy.
I'd had my eye on Jo as an actress for a long time. Carry on.
Oh, the feeling was mutual, really. And I was at home in the flat and the phone rang and it was my agent. And she said, Alice Lowe is doing a film. And I said, yeah. She said, just let me finish. I was okay. And then, it was literally like she's doing this, her first movie where she's starring, you know, she's written it and directing it. Would love you to go in and do a few days. And that's what I did. I just said yes.
I mean, the whole thing was put together very, very quickly as well, because I'd sort of said, right, we're going to do this. I'm 6 months pregnant now. That means we've got 2 months to do, actually probably about a month and a half to write it, do pre-production and start filming, otherwise I'm going to have the baby. So probably I contacted you about, I don't know, 2 days before we were filming.
2 days. Yeah, it was 2 days before, and I said, I've got to think about this because it takes me a few months to get into character. Gonna have to really prepare for this. No, I didn't even train
as a midwife.
Went and worked in a hospital for a while, but no, I actually, I sort of said yes before I read the script, but I did read the script the same day, and then I was just like, yeah. And then I think I was on set a couple of days later, and it was an amazing experience. We did have such a laugh. I mean, most of the stuff that we did is scripted, but we kind of had a little bit of an ad lib, and, you know, we got the opportunity to do that together, but it was very sort of quick and energetic. And actually, you know, at first it was a bit like, oh, you know, it's quite silly, and but there's a real depth to those scenes. And I've kind of got like this sort of energy, and she's quite sincere and sort of trying to be positive. And, you know, Alice's character is quite direct and going through this crazy sort of turmoil in her own mind. And she's sort of like, so there's a real nice energy. We're both a little bit like chalk and cheese, but it works really well together. I was really happy when I kind of saw it.
We shot it in 11 days. So basically, the way that I wrote the script was knowing that we were going to have a very short shoot time. So everyone was going to come in for a day or so to play, and then I'd kill them and then say goodbye. And so a lot of the actors, I think, came in going, what is this? I don't really know what it is. Like a mental crazy pregnant woman that I'm going to do some acting with. God, this is never going to see the light of day, this film.
It was quick. And I remember finishing the 2 days, and then I remember, I think someone said, do you want to watch some of the rushes? And I was like, yeah. And I think I sat for it. I was just laughing my head off at some of the stuff that they'd shot. And I was just like, it all felt very quick. But that's sometimes really good to do that, because you get this momentum and this energy, and just kind of let go and be in the moment and react to what's going on and listen to what you're, you know, the words that you've been given to say. And it creates itself in a way. It's nice.
I sort of wanted the actors to be in the dark to an extent. You know, I just wanted to keep that tension of meeting a new character and really people not having any expectation that they kind of would feel on edge as performers. And then that would help me as well to feel on edge because I'm like, there's a sense of mutual kind of anxiety about what we're actually doing, which I wanted that tension on the screen.
You can definitely feel it. And as audience members as well, you just don't know what you're going to do, what you're going to see. It is completely unexpected and turns every single kind of preconception or expectation that you can place on women and how women relate to each other, but also what you expect of a horror film, of a comedy film, of a pregnant woman. So did you set out as well to play with the audience in that sense, to just keep them always guessing and kind of not know what you're going to do next?
Yeah, I mean, that was my, you know, the first thing I wrote was the first scene, and I kind of deliberately wanted to play with horror expectations of, like, you know, there's a kind of creepy man and there's a creepy environment, and the usual thing would be the woman would be the victim, and I kind of deliberately wanted to turn things on their head and also throw the audience into the deep end. It's not the traditional thing to do. Like, normally you start off with your hero or heroine and you make the audience like them immediately, and then you set about telling the rest of your story and things challenge them. Well, I do the opposite. I kind of make you hate her and mistrust her. If, like, 5 minutes in, she's killed someone and you're like, whoa, she's really horrible. Are we going to spend loads of time with this woman? Oh my God. But at the same time, you're conflicted because she's pregnant and you're used to feeling like soft feelings and sympathetic feelings towards someone who's pregnant. So I kind of deliberately wanted to put the cat amongst the pigeon in those ways of, like, really challenging people's preconceptions about female characters, about pregnancy, about how we perceive women in film as well, that she's definitely the aggressor. But in a sense, because you learn why she's doing what she's doing, it's an arc of getting to like her instead of the other way around. I mean, as an actress, my bugbear is like, oh, is she likable enough? Is the character likable enough? And women always have to be likable and they have to be really morally adept and sane and sensible and always do the right thing. Otherwise, the audience will hate them. And it's like, what's wrong with hating them? Like, what's wrong with hating a female character? You don't have to like me. You just have to be entertained, you know? But maybe you could like them. Why shouldn't you like them? There's plenty of male characters like Travis Bickle or whatever who may not make the decisions you would make, but you still enjoy watching them and they have your empathy to a certain degree. So I just really wanted to push some buttons with the audience to see how far people could go with this particular sort of cocktail of conflicting things with the character.